God's Word, Acts chapter number 28 tonight, and we're going to begin reading in verse number 1, Acts chapter number 28, verse number 1 through 6. They changed their minds, okay? I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. And the Bible says, Acts chapter number 28, and verse number 1, if you find your place, say amen. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Malta. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness. That means they showed them kindness. For they kindled a fire and received us everyone because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom thou he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live." And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after that they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him. They changed their minds and said that he was a god. Father, once again, bless this service tonight. Watch over us. Let us do what's right. Guard my throat and my thoughts. In Jesus' holy, precious name, all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. You may, as we go through this tonight, I want to show you how they change their minds and how we change our minds so many times. As you come here tonight and you read in the book and you read back in verse number, Acts chapter number 27, we see that the barbarous people, they showed all 276 people that were aboard the boat that had got torn and ripped apart. All 276 people, they showed them kindness. Barbarous people would be people that are not kind, that are unruly, that really don't care. But when they come up on board and they got washed up on shore, they showed them kindness and they helped them. But there was one person in that whole group out of 276 people, there was one person that was different than everybody else on the boat. There was one person out of 276 that were different. Out of everybody on the boat, there was one person that they changed their mind about. Out of everybody on the boat, there was one person that stood out. Out of everybody on the boat, there was one person that really, if you would, they didn't know how to take him. They didn't know how to understand him. There was one person on that boat, and here's the thing, they changed their mind about him. We must follow Jesus Christ even when folks change their mind about us. You must follow Jesus even when the crowd changes their mind about you. You must follow people even when they change their mind and they don't like you anymore. You must still follow Jesus Christ. You must follow Jesus Christ even when you fail, even when you falter, even when you stumble a little bit. You must continually to follow Jesus Christ. Am I to please God or am I to please man? The Bible says I am to please God and to follow everything that He has called me to do. And tonight as we get into this text, I want to show you some things that they did in their mind. And I want you to know tonight this is the same way we are in our mind as well. Number one tonight, they had a mind to receive. They had a mind to receive. And tonight, you have a mind to receive the Word of God. As a church tonight, we have a mind to receive whoever walks in that back door back there. These people were barbarous people, but they still had a mind. It doesn't matter where you go. People have minds, and they have a mind to receive. They can receive the Word of God. They can receive you when you come. And tonight as we come, I want to show you the mind that they had to receive. Look with me in verse number 2, and the Bible says, "And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness." That means that they showed us all kind of goodness. They was good to us, even though they was barbarous, even though they did not know the Lord, even though they was against Paul at that time. They didn't know they was against him. But here, let me give you this tonight. They had a mind to receive. You said, "Preacher, what did they receive with?" Number one tonight, they received with demonstrative kindness tonight. Look what your Bible says. And they showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received every one of us. Tonight, can I say to you that the crowd out in the world that we live in, they can be kind to you, they can receive you, and they can be everything that you want them to be tonight. It doesn't take a saved person to show kindness. It doesn't take a saved person to receive people when they come in your presence. Hey, can I say to you tonight, there's sometimes I've been out in the world that I've been received more out under than I have in some local body churches. Can I get an amen? I have been received by some of the lost crowd out in the world that I live in more than I do some churches that I go preach revivals in. Friends, I want you to know tonight that when we get here, they had a mind to receive. The barbarous people, they had a mind to receive with kindness. Can I say to you tonight, we ought to show more kindness than they do. Can I get an amen? Hey, we ought to have received people more than the world does. You say, preacher, they don't look like me. They don't act like me. They don't smell like me. They don't do what I do. It doesn't matter tonight. This is the local body church, and whoever walks in them doors back there is welcome in a local body church. It is not our church. It's not our assembly here, but it is God's. Amen? And tonight, they received with kindness. They received everyone. All 276, they received. And look what they did here to everyone that come in their presence. Not only did they receive with kindness, not only did they receive everyone, but everyone received help. Look what he said. They received us, everyone, in verse number 2, because of the present rain and because of the cold. Hey, when Paul and them got washed up on shore here, they took them in, they built a fire, they got them out of the cold, and they got them out of the rain, and they was trying to take care of them. They built them a fire. They had a fire there that they could warm against. Can I say to you tonight that we must not warm against the fire of this world? We must not get warm and get cozy around people that are not of God tonight. I want you to know tonight, if you get tied up with people that are not of God tonight, it won't be long. They're going to want their best interest at hand and not yours. They may take care of you for a little while, but it won't be long. They'll turn their back on you. You make sure tonight that when you get around them people, even though if they had a mind to receive, that you do what God has called you to do. And look what he said here in verse number 2, the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul in verse number 3 had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, they came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. Can I say to you tonight, they had a mind to receive. Everyone is welcome. Get this tonight. Everyone is welcome, and they see something they don't like. Have you ever thought about that? You're welcome. They let you do what you want to do. They'll let you go where you want to go. They'll let you be what you want to be until you go against what they believe, until you go against what they do. That's why we have so many denominations in the world we live in. Hey, everybody believes this way. Everybody believes that way. You say, preacher, how do you believe? I believe the Bible. Amen. If the Bible says it, I believe it. If the Bible says it, I stand on it. Do you believe in this? Do you believe in that? If it's in this Bible, I believe in it. That cuts it dry. He said, well, if it's in this book, I believe it. Not 10%, not 99%, I believe it 100%. But let me give you this tonight. These barbarous people, they say they made the fire that they made. Paul comes with a bundle of sticks, and he lays his on there, and a viper grabs his hand. Let me give you this. Everyone is welcome, and they see something they don't like. Is that not the world that we live in right now? Everybody loves you till you go against what they believe. Everybody loves you until you tell them no. Everybody loves you until you go against them. Everybody loves you until you have to make a stand. Everybody, can I get a witness this afternoon? Let me give you what I wrote down. It's not the world we live in. People change their minds so quick. So quick. And this church here has taught me so much in 10 years. In 10 years, it has taught me so much. I used to get I lay awake at night with anxiety and all kind of stuff because people would come in, they'd stay for a little while, they would leave, you wouldn't see them no more, they wouldn't come back, they'd be over here, they'd be over there. You know what? I finally gave that to God, and I said, God, if you can't satisfy them, I sure can't. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. And this is what's going on here. You say, preacher, what do you mean? We got a mind to receive what's coming out, and it's up to us to receive it. And look what Paul said here. I want to give you this. People are so quick to change their minds. They're so quick. Man, I remember when we voted on this building, half of the people that voted in that business meeting don't go here no more. But you know what they don't understand? And this is live and recorded and put it on the air. When they voted to do it and they walked out, they didn't walk out on Union Chapel Baptist Church. They walked out on God. They made an oath to God that they was going to take that bill. that they was going to take that payment, they was going to take that debt, and they was going to, when you raise your hand in a business meeting and you say, yes, I agree, you can't, you better not walk out. You've took an oath. You've took an oath under God and what he's going to do in your life, what he's going to do all over you. And friends, I want you to know tonight, the Bible says it's better not to make an oath than make an oath and not keep it. Tonight, you know why this church is still standing strong? It's because of the people years ago and today, right now, that has made an oath. They received it in their mind. They didn't let some preacher run them off. They didn't let some deacon run them off. They didn't let some Sunday school teacher run them off. They didn't let nobody run them off. They stuck with the stuff, amen? They received it in their mind. They received it in their soul. They received it when Paul got there and they done received them and was happy. Paul knew, hey, we ain't going to get along, though, boys. Boys, we ain't going to get along. You love me now, but when I show you what I know, you ain't gonna love me. You ever been around anybody like that? You know they love you right now, but when you have to tell them the truth, they ain't gonna love a thing about you. Can I get an amen? When they ask you that question, and here's my famous line that I say, when they ask me a question, I say, I can't lie to you, I'm under oath, I'm a Christian. Well, white lie won't hurt, you're still a liar. It's just a little white, you're still a liar. You're still a liar, Brother Roy. Well, I had to, but preacher, if I tell the truth, do you know what it's going to cost me? You know what it just cost you because you lied about it? Well, preacher, it ain't going to hurt a lot. Man, there ain't a man in this room likes to be lied to. There's, right now, this core that's in this church, I can tell you right now, every man and woman is in this church, they want the truth, I guarantee you. Even if it hurts them, give me the truth. I'll handle it. I'll take it. I may not like it. Just give it to me. I'll handle it. But there's not a person in this room right now wants me to lie to you, and then 10 weeks down the road you find out you're not going to be a happy camper. Here's what Paul understood here. They had a mind to receive the people when they come. Let me give you this. Here's what the world says. Today I love you, tomorrow I'll leave you. Right? Today I love you, you're the best thing since sliced bread, but tomorrow they leave you. Today I'll help you, but tomorrow I'll hurt you. Is that not the world we live in? Today I'll help you, but tomorrow I'm going to hurt you if you don't watch out. That's the world we live in. Today I'll show grace, but tomorrow, son, I may be the grouchiest person you ever met in your life. That's not a Christian, by the way. You don't know what I'm going through, preacher. It don't matter what you're going through. Put that smile on your face. Put that joy in your heart. Let it radiate through you. Amen? Today I'll show grace, but tomorrow I might be grouchy. Today I'll have mercy, but tomorrow I'll be the meanest sucker you know. You say, what do you mean, preacher? Let me show you this in the text. One, they had a mind to receive. But that same mind that has a mind to receive, that same mind is a mind that can reject the truth. They received Paul come on board here. They've got the truth. They've got the word of God. They've got the gospel. Look what it's fixing to do in their life. That same mind that can receive it can reject it. Is that not salvation? You can sit in a service with people. You can go to somebody's house, witness them to the gospel. They receive it and they hear it, but what do? Reject it. Look what he says here. Watch your Bible right here in verse number 3. And when Paul, they had a mind to reject. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire. Who started that fire? The barbarous people. He laid the bundle of wood on their fire. There came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt. Now, they just showed this guy kindness and loved him up one side and down the other. Amen. But now they said, there ain't no doubt, boys. Let me tell you what he is. He's a murderer. Look what he says. Whom though he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered not to live. Can I remind you this, that they had a mind to receive, but that same mind that can receive the truth is the same mind that can reject the truth. Look what they did. They loved him. But in verse number 3, they left him hanging when things got snaky. They left him hanging when things got snaky. Look what he says here. And when the viper came out of the heat and fastened on his hand, and when the barbarians, they right there with Paul. Now what are they doing? They're among themselves. At one time, they with the 276. They right there with Paul. Now what are they doing? They done got over and got talking amongst themselves. Look what he says. They left him hanging when it got snaky. Verse number 3, they left him hanging when it heated up. I don't want somebody around me when everything's good and easy. Do you? Well, come on, not now. I don't want an attaboy and I don't want a me too dog, amen? Don't you tree just because I'm treeing. Don't you say amen just because I'm saying amen. That's what he's saying here. He said when it got sneaky, they got gone. When things heated up and it got hot and things was going on and we needed people to stand, you know what Paul said? He said, man, they done changed their mind about everything about me. Can I say something to you tonight? They left him hanging when it got sneaky. They left him hanging when it got heated. And they left him hanging when the problems kept hanging around. You ever been around somebody that's had problems and you like, man, you help them and help them and help them, and then finally you say, man, I can't help this man, I can't deal with them no more. And you leave them. You left them. What would you? I was pouring in all this for a day or two. But man, when I got fed up with it and it was still hanging on to their life, finally I just let go of it. Left them all alone. Let me show you right here. Instead of helping, look what he says here. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hanging, when it just keeps hanging around, it just keeps hanging. You got anything in your life tonight that just keeps hanging around? And because it hangs around, people don't want nothing to do.